You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 168, It Can Happen. Thank you for tuning in to our show today. Before we get into our message from Spirit, I want to announce our upcoming Natural Healing Holistic Living class next week. This class will be on the power to change your biology, part one. This is a fascinating topic, and for those of you who are unable to attend the classes locally, online classes will soon be available. We are in the process of making these classes available to you around the world. Those who are attending the classes are really enjoying them and getting a lot out of them. The information we're sharing is absolutely vital for everyone to know, and we realize that many of you would also like that information. So this is why we're working hard to make the classes available online. I will announce when the online natural healing classes are available, so keep a lookout for that. Now for today's message, it can happen. So you ask, what can happen? And that's a good question. We're talking about your dreams and goals. They can all happen. But your dreams can only become your reality if you're willing to do the work. This is a faith walk. When you start to work on manifesting your dreams, you have to have faith. There's no other way around it. And remember, a good definition of faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things unseen. It's quite literal. When you're on a faith walk, then you don't always have the evidence to support that what you are believing for is going to happen. As a matter of fact, many times things will look just the opposite. You'll experience things that will shake your faith and cause you to believe that what you want will never happen. It's a constant struggle with believing in what you can't see. You have to become good at this in order to keep pushing through in your life. What I know from my own personal faith walk is that when you are believing for something, your belief will be challenged. But what I have also learned is that what you want doesn't always come to you the way you think it should or the way you expect it to. As a matter of fact, very rarely does it ever come the way you think it will. For me, it's almost always come from a place that I didn't even know existed at the time. My manifestation happened in a way that was completely outside of my own conscious awareness or my ability to imagine it. And that's what trips most people up. They stop believing too soon. People are quick to give up on their dreams because it doesn't seem like it's happening fast enough. They're impatient. You have to be willing to let go of the way you think something should happen. You have to allow the universe to take over that part. Many people struggle with allowing because they want to be in control of how something will manifest. They want to determine who will bring it or how it will look. And I guarantee you that this will most surely not happen. All you're doing is getting in the way and slowing down the manifestation of what you want. You have to learn how to get out of the way and just believe that what you want is coming. Be open and allow it to manifest. Don't create any resistance to it. A lot of people don't know what faith is, even though they say they have faith. But then on the other hand, they're trying to make things happen the way they want them to. And what I mean by this is they try to force things to be the way they want them to be. And that's not what faith is all about. So today I'm going to share a personal testimony with you about my life and the very long journey that I had to go on. It's not always about the quick and the fast manifestations. Sometimes the journey will take you years because there's just no way to rush it. You have to just get in the flow of life and allow the current to carry you to your destination. You have to have faith and trust in the universe. So many of you are fighting to make your dreams come true, and that's creating a lot of stress in your life, and you're suffering for it. Stress ages you and robs the vital nutrients from your body, and that's what causes the aches and the pains. It's what you call arthritis, but I don't care what name they give the symptoms. It's all about you creating an acidic state in your body. Stress and negative energies from worrying and watching the negative news cause this state, as well as bad diets. It's all very real, and you see it in the people all around you, and it may even be you. I'm going to share this personal testimony with you, not to brag, because I'm really a private person, and I have no desire to brag about anything. That's very childish to me. I've walked the walk, and I have a lot of experience that can help you. And most of all, I want to encourage you to help you on your path. So this is why I'm sharing this with you. It's a powerful testimony, and it will help you believe that whatever you're believing for, it can happen, no matter how unrealistic it appears. I also want you to be aware of the fact that you have a mission on this planet. And sometimes you're at a point in your undeveloped stage that you're just not aware of what that mission is. So the universe has a way of stepping in and changing up all of your plans. You thought you were going over there, but the universe sends you over here. Your plans get thrown right out the window, unexpectedly. You have to learn how to concede to the universe and stop fighting your destiny. When you stop doing that, then things will begin to go more smoothly in your life. Some of you are simply hard-headed and you don't want to let go of the reins, but the universe is trying to guide you to where you're supposed to be. You have to learn how to listen and trust and have faith, because if you let go and allow the universe to guide you on your path, then your life will turn out better than you could ever imagine. You see, what God has planned for you, God, the universe, your higher self, or whatever you call that loving and powerful force, that plan is outside of your ability to imagine it right now. It's outside of your conscious awareness. You've never experienced anything like it before, and so you can't even imagine it. But you'll never experience that life, that unimaginable manifestation, if you don't learn how to have faith. You can't make it happen because you don't even know how to make it happen. When you start walking on the path to your destiny, then you begin to get so many signs, so many synchronicities, so many totems begin to cross your path. You start seeing number sequences, and sometimes things just get downright weird. This all begins to happen because you're being shown that you're on the right path. Just keep going in the direction that you've started to go in. You're being guided to something you've asked for deep in your spirit, and you just have to keep believing that it can happen. I don't care what it is. Don't stop believing. Because there's great power in belief. But in order to keep believing in something that you can't see, you'll be forced to exercise your faith. And this is what is meant by the words, faith without works is dead. You must exercise your faith because it can happen. Now let me share one of my stories with you. And I pray that this story will encourage you to continue on your faith walk. I was 19 years old when I came to Cleveland. My life had just been turned upside down, literally. Just what I was telling you about a few minutes ago, that when you have plans and they get tossed right out the window unexpectedly, well, that's what happened to me. I had just graduated from high school a few short months prior to coming to Cleveland. Right after graduation, I attended airline school in St. Louis, Missouri, and graduated top of my class. I thought that I was about to start traveling and seeing the world and just enjoying life. Then it happened. Like a bolt of lightning, I was struck and I fell in love, totally unexpectedly. This man that I fell in love with had been a good friend of mine, and we never even dated. But while I was in airline school, I had some challenges with a teacher, and that caused me to lean on my friendship to help me get through. Well, after that, I knew something had changed inside of me, and I wasn't as excited about moving to another state and doing all the things I thought I wanted to do. But I moved to Philadelphia, started working with Midway Airlines, and I was absolutely miserable. The big city was definitely not for me, and I was finding it harder and harder to focus on my work. My dear friend, who I now felt love for, asked me to marry him, and I knew I had to accept. I quit my job within a month of moving to Philadelphia, and I relocated to Cleveland and got married within 2 weeks. It happened that fast. It was crazy, but it was powerful, and I felt that pull from inside of me. I had to come here. After getting married, I began to have incredible dreams. They took me places. I would wake up in the morning and I would feel like I didn't get any sleep all night. I was teaching all night. The audience was full of women, women of every color, ethnicity, and cultural background. I would look into the audience and all I could see was a sea of faces, all women. And I would wake up in the morning and ask, "What's going on?" I would be exhausted. And this happened to me over the next 2 years. I rarely slept all night because I was teaching. Now I'm sharing this with you because I know that these dreams have something to do with what I'm doing now. They were profound and they are still unfolding on this material plane. I will wake up and say, "Please don't make me work with women." I didn't have good experiences with women at all because those women that were around me were jealous and envious and mean, and I shuddered to think that I had to work with them. So I would ask God, "Please don't make me work with women." I knew that Spirit was showing me something. So when I started my ministry in 2000, I started to teach at maximum security prisons for men. I couldn't imagine going to prison for women. But 20-something odd years later, here I am. And now I have established Modern Belly Dance of Cleveland. So this is very profound for me. Spirit sends me some of the most incredible women into my belly dance classes. And we have become a sisterhood. Who would have imagined that I'd be working with women and absolutely loving it? I wouldn't trade my students for anything. They're not only my students, but many of them have become my spiritual family. I love my sisters. And I know this podcast and my belly dance classes have something to do with those dreams. Like I said, it's still unfolding because those dreams were profound. I couldn't even see all the faces in the crowd because there were so many women. But toward the end of that 2-year period, I began to see men in the audience. And so my message from Spirit was to first teach the women. When I got married at 19, Spirit told me that when I had children, I had to homeschool them. So I talked to my husband and we agreed that we would homeschool. He was already a school teacher, but all the homeschooling was on me. And I did it all over a 23-year period. Little did I know that when Spirit told me to homeschool my children, that I would be having 3 of them. So I was completely exhausted by the end of those 23 years. But I made it. And still, I rise. I was scared because I was only 20 years old when I had my first child. I didn't have a college background. I'd only taken a few classes while in high school. So I didn't believe that I was equipped to homeschool my child. Plus, at that time, only crazy people or religious cults homeschooled. At least that's what everybody thought. But Spirit told me if I could read and write and do math, then I could teach my child to do the same. And so because I trusted Spirit, I went to the library and started getting books out on how to create a baby genius. I read books that taught me how to teach newborn babies, how to start teaching while the baby was still in the womb. So I set a goal for myself. once I found out that I was expecting my first child. And that goal was to have that baby ready for college by the age of 16. I knew it would take a long time to prepare my child for college, but I was ready for the journey. So a few months later, my baby was born, and it was a girl. So I got right to work. I started using flashcards with her when she was just 3 weeks old. And by the time she was 3 months old, she knew all of her numbers from 0 to 10, her basic colors, shapes, and her alphabet. I would prop her up on the couch for 15 minutes at a time to go over the flashcards every day. So when she was 3 months old, I thought, let's see if you can show me what you know. And I would hold up 2 flashcards and ask her a question. And I'd tell her to grab the one that was right. And she never made a mistake. And so everyone who came to visit, I would show them what my baby could do. That was just the beginning. And things only got harder from there. But each time she succeeded in something, I would set a new goal for myself and my baby. So she was able to read her first book all by herself when she was 2 years old. And of course, I was a proud mom about that. It was as if I was only reminding her how to do these things, and she was good at remembering. Within 2 years, she had a little brother, and 4 years later, I had the last of 3. During this span of time, I was challenged by many things. My life was becoming something I had never imagined. Not in a bad way, but just in a different way. I never even heard of homeschooling, and then Spirit was telling me to do it. Then I had to deal with my family making negative comments about me homeschooling and how I should send my children to school like everybody else. But I stood my ground and I pushed through because I knew that Spirit was telling me to homeschool and that my children were never to see the inside of a school until they were ready for college. That message was clear to me. I had to have faith, real faith. I was going against the odds on every level, and I was not supported by my family. Sometimes you're going to have to walk all by yourself, and things are not going to go the way you thought they would. And you still have to keep walking. You still have to have faith. My children were depending on me because Spirit said they have something to do in this world. And it was on me to get them ready for it. And they were not to be influenced by any outside forces. All of their other teachers who were a part of their life were handpicked by me. Spirit would guide me to programs that they were supposed to be a part of. And the teachers there were just incredible, incredible people. And they were supposed to teach my children something. It was a select few that were allowed to assist me in educating my children. And I loved each and every person who came into our lives and helped me educate my babies. Those people became family to us. And I want to cut this a little short because we're running a little long and you know how I am about my podcast. But I encountered many, many challenges over that 23-year period of homeschooling. I still met all of my goals despite those challenges. And as a matter of fact, my children started college at 15, a year earlier than I planned. They were ready. And they were ready because I never gave up no matter what. I kept leaning on my faith to get me through. Sometimes I don't even know how I did it. But I know that God is able, and if I didn't have faith, I wouldn't be here today. I wouldn't be telling you this story today. I went through many ups and downs, many challenges, stories for another time. But the point is, I made it through. That was a mountain, and I had to climb it all by myself to get here. My life is better for those challenges. And we all have mountains. We chose those challenges before we came here. They help make us stronger. The challenge is not to destroy you. The challenge is to make you stronger. So you can do the work that you came here to do. You're learning something from it. You're getting character out of it. You might have a few scars on you, but you'll be all right. Just know that our challenges are different. Every one of us have different mountains to climb because we have different lessons to learn. And if I was the type of person that needed a crowd to be with me, then I wouldn't have made it because the crowd was against me, not for me. So I had to stand my ground all alone. But I know that I'm never alone because Spirit has always been my companion. There were times when I didn't know how I was going to make it through, but Spirit brought me through. I had to learn early how to allow and how to get out of the way. I knew that I didn't know anything and that I had a lot to learn. And so it continues. I continue to learn because life is a classroom. Before my children were born, I began to study natural medicine. And I started a natural health business because I knew if I was going homeschool, I had to have some kind of income coming in. Because, you know, teachers don't make a lot of money and my husband wasn't making a lot of money. And over that 23-year period of time, I got divorced. So that changed. I lost my sister and she was my very best friend. But through those very dark times in my life, through those challenges, I found inner strength that I didn't even know existed within me. I made it through some of the darkest hours of my life, and Spirit was there. You're never alone. You are never alone. And when you get through that storm, you'll be able to see how powerful those experiences were for you, and you'll be able to enjoy the fruit of your labor. You didn't give up. I'm so happy to share this testimony with you because over this past weekend, I attended the graduation of my two oldest children. They both graduated from Cleveland State with their second degrees. But not only that, my baby, the youngest of the bunch, is also graduating this week with his first degree from Tri-C Community College. So all of my babies made it through homeschool, and now they've completed college. Not only did I get them into college at 15, but they made it through. I had a lot of doubt when I started because I didn't have a college degree, but I knew enough to get started, and I went back to college when I needed to, when the children were ready for the higher maths and sciences so I could refresh myself. And that's when I got my degree. So I was homeschooling full-time, in school full-time, running my own business, and working part-time every other weekend, all while studying naturopathic medicine and metaphysics. How did I do it? God and my faith. That's how. When all the odds appear to be against you, know that it can happen. And if you don't faint, it will happen. Maybe just in a different way than you thought it would. Your life will be better for the struggle. I promise you. It'll be better than anything that you could ever imagine. Just keep the faith. Even though it was rough, and let me tell you, it was some rough days, I wouldn't trade it for anything because now I see how incredible my life is becoming. I'm able to reach out to so many of you in the world and encourage you to continue on your path. This is so beautiful to me. I'm able to help so many people. And that is my passion, to help others find their path and to have more joy in their life. That's what I'm here for. That's why I'm doing this. I'm doing this for you. I speak with conviction in these podcasts because I know what it is to face those challenges. And that's why I'm trying to share this stuff with you. I want you to keep pushing. I want you to know that if you are in a storm right now in your life, you will make it through. I promise you, you will make it through. Whatever you want to manifest in your life is possible. It can happen. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe it, believe it.